Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
A big series for the Royals and Twins with wild card implications beginning Thursday. It would be scoreless until the top of the fifth before Robbie Grossman stepped to the plate against Sam Gavilio.
3-2 pitch. High drive, deep right field. Cabrera going back and gone. Robbie Grossman got a 3-2 pitch to his liking, and wasn't much doubt about that. Home run number 9 for Grossman. So the Twins grab a 1-0 lead here in the top of the fifth. 2-2 to Merrifield. Lined into right field. That's a hit. Alex Gordon going to try to score. A good throw home could get him. And Alex is going to be safe. The ball gets away from Castro. And now Merrifield heads for third. And the Royals have the lead 2-1. One ball, one strike. High pop-up down the left field line. Everybody chasing it. It's playable. And Escobar, they can't handle it. It's ruled a fair ball. Escobar and Gordon both arrived at the same time. Looked like Escobar was going to be able to make the play, but it got away. Looked like Gordon almost caught it on the carom. Herrera to Dozier. High fly ball. Left field corner and deep. Alex into the corner. And he's able to catch it, but that's going to tie the game. Runner to third, dives in safely. And Grossman at first ends up at second. Pitch to Polanco. Ground ball up the middle. Base hit center field. One run is in. And another man will score. The Twins have 3 off Herrera here in the ninth.
The Twins steal a 4-2 win in Kansas City Thursday and now have a 1-game lead over the Angels for the second AL wildcard spot. Kyle Gibson pitches well. 7 innings, 8 hits, 2 runs, a walk and no strikeouts in a no decision for Minnesota. Joe Mauer 3-for-3 and walks twice. The Royals miss an opportunity as they blow a 9th inning 2-1 lead and they fall by a 4-2 final to the Twins on Thursday. After the game, here's the reaction from Royals skipper Ned Yost.
If he could get there, I haven't seen the replay. I was watching Esky and Torres. It was hit in the right spot. It wasn't extremely elevated. It's a tough play.
I have to imagine this one's tough to swallow because it was lining up.
Yeah, no, it lined up the way we wanted it to line up. And, I mean, a great job by, Sam to go out and give us 5 good innings. And then Alexander, Moylan, Minor. We had it exactly where we wanted it.
Kel's velocity seemed to be there. How was
he was fine. He didn't have any issues with the tightness. He, gave up the hits.
For instance, with this just set up perfectly, how much more devastating is that to lose a game like that?
Anytime. It's no more devastating or less devastating this time of year when you have a chance to pick up a game on the wild card. It was a pretty big game, and it looked like we had everything lined up to go ahead and win it. We just didn't win it.
And there could have obviously been a little bit more offense too. Just a lot of double.
Gibson pitches. Always gives us trouble, man. For some reason, he just always does. He's a good pitcher. I thought we did a good job. At that point in the fifth inning to score the 2 runs, Esky's double, and then Gordy getting a big base hit, and then Witt coming up with a base hit, and I felt good about where we were at that point because we had the bullpen rested. I had the guys that I wanted lined up. It would have been nice to get another run or two. But, again, Gibson's always been tough on us.
And then you said you didn't see the replay, but off the bat, sometimes you have an instinct if a ball is going to be caught or not. Off the bat, did you think that was going to be caught?
It was going to be a tough play. It was down that spot down there in the kind of that no man's land down there where it's tough for the third baseman. It's a long run for the shortstop and a long run for the left fielder.
In game 2 of the series Friday, Irvin Santana starts for Minnesota against Ian Kennedy of the Royals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.